Up until the time when the bottom dropped out of the American economy, Doyle consistently increased education funding in every one of his budgets. One year, he got creative and used his veto power to move hundreds of millions in road funding to pay for education. Doyle says if Republicans had been in charge, they would have spent significantly less on schools.
The one thing I ought to point out, and there are a lot of ways they're better off, but boy, if I hadn't been governor, they would have been much, much worse off.
But when Doyle appointed a commission in his first term to study school funding, he passed on their major recommendation, increasing the sales tax by a penny to help fund schools. Tom Beebe with the Wisconsin Alliance for Excellent Schools says Doyle was effective at holding the line on school funding.
But if the purpose was to change what everyone now has admitted is a system that doesn't work, I think it has to be characterized as a failure.
Doyle had other major education accomplishments, including the Wisconsin Covenant Pledge for eighth graders considering college. He also gave teachers' unions back some of the bargaining power they lost during Tommy Thompson's administration. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.